about that action.
The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My son
was just hollering, we're Tori.
Tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be, Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my
take. See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. Oh, I guess something happened with
Eddie. Hush up, boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
They just zapped you.
I want to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people, I go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And I'm but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Taco Tuesday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Thank you for joining me this May 6, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Okay? All right? I need them ears open today. Understand that it's something going on, and I'm going to talk about it, and I'm going to give you ways to manage it as well. Ways to manage it. When it get hot out, a lot of people say when it get hot out, it's going to be a lot of drama. It's going to be a lot of things going on in the community. Every time it get hot, people get outside, they get the acting. If y'all understand what I'm saying, they get the acting out. And I see a lot of video on social media now. People's tagging me. Tori, you see this? Tori, did you see that? Look at this. Look at these people. Look at how they acting. And, you know, I tried to get ahead of a lot of this. Well, but y'all told me, hey, Tori, go and talk to the city. And I gave him a plan, Ashanti Hamilton. I sat down with it. He ain't there no more. He left. They say he in the business sector. And I tried to talk to him. Hey, this is a plan that we need to implement to get ahead of a lot of this stuff that is continuing to happen. Let's try to work this out and try to get a plan out here. And I ain't heard none since. And he left. He left the post. And I guess they got the position open. And a lot of people saying, Tory, hey, we need you to see if you can get that position. But I'll tell you this. It's not about a position. It's not about having a title. It's not about being in a position to get paid or not. It's about results. See, I'm a result-based person. I'm going to get together, gather folks together, and we're going to try to get an outcome that we can measure the energy, the effort. But I see that there's a wave of ideas out here in the streets. And notice I said streets. That it's almost unavoidable. Some people are choosing chaos over character. Some people are choosing chaos over just good character. And I come on the airwaves and I try to tell you, you got to show good character nowadays. Because everybody ready to act the act. Everybody ready to act the fool. Everybody ready to be about that drama. Everybody ready, tensed. You know, so when they outside, they already have a preconceived notion that if anybody say something to me, or if anybody do something to me, or if I see the op, or all of this, I'm going to react in a certain way. It's already pre in their minds that they're going to explode. Soon as somebody try to confront them, or if they see somebody they want to confront, or, you know, it's already ready. It's already prepackaged in their minds. And I try to tell people, you got to choose character over the chaos. It's simple. You got to understand what is character. Do you mean character like a cartoon? What is that? What do you mean good character? Character refers to a combination of traits, qualities, and values that determine a person's moral fiber, personality, and behavior. Character. We got to get back to good character. Integrity. You know, trustworthy, transparent, you know, integrity, ethics, making choices that align with moral principles, empathy, showing compassion, kindness, and understanding. A lot of y'all ain't got empathy. But we got to get back to it. We got to get back to having that empathy, taking responsibility. Taking responsibility, understanding that, okay, if I do something out here, I'm going to have to pay the price for it. Resilience, coping with challenges and setbacks, having the emotional intelligence to be resilient. Coping with the challenges. Okay, this may be bad, but this we're going to work through it. We may have a disagreement, but I ain't got to hate you. Mental intelligence, emotional intelligence, self-discipline regarding one's emotions, thoughts, and actions. You got to have self-discipline when it comes to your emotions. And some of y'all let your emotions run wild. You know, you go through emotions of anger, sadness, feeling betrayed, feeling wrong. These are emotions that, and I'm not saying that they're not legit. Some of it is legit to feel that way. But is it legit to act that way? That's, now sometimes y'all may have the right feeling of emotion, but how you acted out the emotion got you in trouble. Or how you acted out the emotion caused you and others harm. Understand what I'm saying? You gotta have good character. You gotta stay on your square. You can't let nobody trick you out of your freedom. Trick you out of your spot. You got to know when to shift the energy, shift directions, to not engage. You got to practice on how to disengage. I think most of us watch programming that show people engaging in foolishness. They teaching you that. You watching the Baddies Club. You're watching the videos to tell you to go spin the block. They're telling you to engage. But do you ever know or do you ever practice how to disengage? Conflict resolution. Emotional intelligence. Walk away. Remain silent. We're not seeing that being taught. We're not seeing that being taught to the young people. That's why they're ready to explode. That's why they're ready to crash out. Because the world is telling them, you got to do that. You got to approach the op. When I see the op, I'm going to get the op. When I see the person I got a problem with, I'm going to check that person. I want to check somebody. This is where the emotions run high. Because just because you're going to confront somebody about something, if you confront them in a manner where you trigger them to have a response, then you gotta, ain't no telling where that's gonna end up. They choosing chaos. Chaos refers to a state of complete disorder, confusion, unpredictability, and can manifest in various ways. Choosing chaos, choosing disorder, choosing to confuse people, starting fights among brothers and sisters, gossiping, instigating. Chaos, choosing chaos, creating turmoil, creating disorder, lack of organization. uncertainty, unpredictability. Now you can't even go outside because you don't know if they're going to get you back. You went and did something. Now you can't even go to the store. So, and some of y'all fighting with folks in y'all neighborhood. Now you can't even go outside. Uncertainty, causing stress and drama. Chaos. Confusion. Mayhem. These are the things that chaos is going to bring. You got to choose character over chaos. You got to practice to not get involved as much as you have practiced how to get involved with foolishness. Understand what I'm saying, Truth Nation? This is what we finna see. This is what you're looking at. People choosing chaos over character. And it has to be reversed. We have to get in these classrooms. We have to get in these homes. And we have to teach these people what these words mean. Understanding that if you choose chaos, you're choosing turmoil. The moment you want to check somebody, you're choosing to be disorderly. You're choosing to create disorder. You're choosing to create confusion. Chaos, mayhem, you're choosing that. When you have good character, you're choosing to have integrity. Taking responsibility, being resilient, self-discipline. This has to be taught to the new generation and to some of y'all grown folks who teaching the young people, oh, I wouldn't take that if I was you. You a grown up. Why are you telling a young kid that? What are they supposed to do after you tell them that? I don't even practice arguing with folks. I don't. God bless you. It's not worth the outcomes. Some of y'all know what y'all can do if y'all choose chaos. Y'all know what y'all capable of, but do you know what the other person is capable of? It's always somebody willing to take it that much further than you. Then you trying to take it or take it there quicker than you going to take it. You taking a chance. Understand what I'm saying, Truth Nation, today. You got to choose good character over chaos. What'd I say? Good character over chaotic behavior. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. We was talking about, before we went to break, character over chaos. And only reason I want to have these conversations is because these are very important that affect us on a day-to-day basis. And I'll tell you this, I think that many times we become distracted by other situations that don't directly affect us. And then we spend a lot of our energy and the time talking about things that don't directly affect us. But then we get outside, and when things directly affect us, we don't have the solutions or ways to get around it because we're not spending a lot of time and energy to try to focus on our local ideas that affect us directly. And it's cool to have all these different conversations. I'm with it. I do it for a living. But the most important conversations is how we can take action. This show is about that action. This is what we got to do when we confront things, when we see it in real time. We got to know what ideas to apply. And you got to protect your character. You got to protect yourself from people who love the drama and the chaos. I got a few ways. And before we get to the pop culture report, I got a few ways. I'm not going to just tell you what not to do. I'm going to try to give you some tips on how to do it. Okay? I got 10 ways to protect your character from chaos. One, set clear boundaries. Establish limits to maintain your integrity and emotional well-being. You got to understand your limits. When you're out with people, you know, you got to establish, okay, I don't mind this, but I'm not doing that. And you got to be able to go. You can, even if you're at somebody else's house or somewhere where people are doing things that you don't practice, you got to leave. You got to know when it's time to go. Don't wait until it go down. Be about that action. Don't be reactionary. Understand that you have a set clear boundaries. You got set clear boundaries on how you're going to operate yourself out in the public. And if they at your house, you can ask them to go. You got to set clear boundaries on how you're going to conduct yourself when it comes to being outside. See a lot of people doing something you don't like? You can always leave. Prioritize self-care. Take care of your physical, emotional, and mental health. You got to. If somebody's stressing you out, you got to know, okay, this person can't be around me too much longer. If this person always gossiping and starting drama, okay, I don't need this person in my life because eventually somebody going to come and try to check you about the drama that you probably heard or you engaged in. You know, you got to kind of put a limit to a lot of that. Surround yourself with positivity. Build a supportive network of people who uplift and encourage you. Now, that's key right there. That's key. You got to have people around you that uplift you and encourage you. And not in your BS. Not in your crap. I ain't talking about encourage. Hey, if I was you, I'd go over there and beat them up. That ain't no encouragement, DJ Brother Z. You know, they're trying to amp you up to go do something crazy that's going to affect your life and may harm other people. So I'm not talking about that kind of person. I'm talking about somebody that's supporting your goals. The people in your circle should be your biggest cheerleaders. They should be the biggest people that want you to succeed. Some of y'all circles got folks that's hating on you. They not trying to be your biggest cheerleader. They just benefiting off of what you can do for them. But that's why you got to take your time. Surround yourself with positive ideas, positive people. I always talk about developing emotional intelligence, but you got to recognize and manage your emotions to respond wisely to challenging situations. Respond wisely to challenging situations. Yeah, you can throw some punches and hit this person. You can cuss this person out. But if you got emotional intelligence, you'll see it ain't even worth it. You got to be tough to have emotional intelligence. You got to be weak to respond emotionally to everything. Understanding how to move in chaotic situations, emotional intelligence. Avoid negative influences. Don't hang around people that's doing you. We all know what negative. Do I have to explain what negativity is, DJ Brother Z? I don't. I hope not. I hope not. But avoid it. We all see and hear when people start doing things and we be like, hey, but that's your buddy and you overlook it. Nah, you gotta change that person. And I know we love people and they be acting negative and we wanna support that person, but you can't waste your energy on people that don't want to progress and grow. You can't. That's a waste of energy, and you're going to waste your time and probably end up in a situation that you didn't even see coming. Seek guidance. Find mentors. Find role models. Get into places where the positive energy is and get with those people. You know what I found out, DJ Brother Z? I had to take accountability for my actions of being around folks, even though I didn't do nothing. You know what I mean? I could have not been around these people. I could have chose better people to hang out with. I could have chose a better person to be in a relationship with. That was my fault I got in that bad relationship. I should have. Now I learned my lesson. Now I'm going to choose better people. I'm going to choose better ideas instead of just going along to get along. Being loyal to the wrong thing. It ain't nothing wrong with being loyal. But sometimes you can dedicate and be loyal to the wrong thing. Character over chaos. We got to take that with us this whole summer. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have a Pop Culture Report, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Kari Noni and Benjamin on the Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, Pop Culture Report, brought to you by Benjamin.
It is amazing.
And Kari Noni, Juice, Juice World in studio.
Yeah, y'all was giving it juicy, y'all.
Hey, what's happening in?
What's happening?
Hey,
what's happening, my brother?
You got a new braid.
You know I do a little something after, you know, the WBAs. You know, we try to do a little something.
Congratulations on your WBA.
Hey, congratulations
on the
truth.
By the way, I know it's Tuesday, but still.
Hey, you know, the truth is we was in the building.
Yeah, that was an idea of yours.
Hey.
And we did the daggone thing. Had a lot of fun. You got to stay one of them nights.
You know.
Dang, Tori, you never stood one of the nights at the WBA.
You know, I'll
tell you this. One time, I was thinking about it.
Stood. You ain't stood over.
Oh, wow. Is that where they get the word stood up from?
Yeah, you ain't stood over, bro.
Oh, wow.
Should have stood.
Nah. Hey, you know.
Bro, it's stayed, but okay.
Don't wreck my vernacular, Juice.
Whatever, do what
all right,
you
whatever
do.
Vocabulary I'm yeah. trying to use.
Whatever you want to do, we can do it.
Just like a woman.
Okay.
Out here trying to clean up some stuff.
He tries to bait me.
They ain't even
reel you in.
I'm not going to let him get me.
That's okay. Right. I'm going to go light on you today. I'm like a period.
Okay. Go for it. So you never stood?
No, I did not. Oh, wow.
Stood over.
You ain't stood over, bro.
Oh, wow.
We're going to all have to stay over one night and play cards.
I think next year we're going to have to really do it up.
I think we're gonna have to make our own party. I ain't gonna front. we do the whole WBA thing, and then afterwards we have our own after party. That's what we gonna do.
Bambi really outside at the WBA.
Bambi wanting to go to a Diddy party. What? That's what that's about.
Bambi. Bambi up there. He be walking around. Yeah.
Where's the coke?
Wow. I ain't gonna lie, man. Being at the WBA is damn near feel like you part of the Illuminati.
Oh,
you
know wow.
Because it really is a secret society of radio and TV people in Wisconsin that you know.
Why are you saying
of.
It's a secret society? No, what makes it secret?
It's just all the stations.
Right. What it make
state.
It secret, bro?
It's just okay. A gala.
Okay. Okay. So, okay. Let's put this out there.
I don't
there,
know if
then.
It's that secret. I don't think we'd be invited if that was the case.
Well, it is somewhat secretive. A lot of radio stations didn't even know it existed until we started going.
Well, a lot of 300 and some radio stations knew it.
Right. 300
stations is not a lot, though.
Like no, I'm talking about in the state of Wisconsin. We in the state of Wisconsin.
How many radio stations y'all would think is in Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin?
Know. Yeah.
Not that many.
How many radio stations? Take a guess right
it's
now.
It's not a lot.
In Wisconsin.
What does it say, Ben? Let us know some.
I'm still looking. I'm
here
still
we
looking.
Go.
Y'all ain't putting no
the computer,
there.
Like, you talking about Wisconsin?
I can see if you said Chicago.
Right. You know, Chicago has the top three media markets, Chicago, L.A., and New York.
Right. Okay.
But we not too far from Chicago. But
did you get
like
an
I said, we not in the top tier of like when it comes to all around media.
Okay. I can agree with that. AI ain't even trying to mess with me right
no,
now.
No, they not, because nobody ain't never asked that question.
Wisconsin?
You got AI working hard today.
Man. That's funny, but I don't know why you thinking it's like a secret society, though.
Okay.
It's a known everything thing.
Everything is secret
he
society.
He wants it to be a secret. He wants to be a part of a secret right. society. He wants to be part of the Illuminati.
Once he gets into Hollywood, we going to lose Ben.
Look, all I'm saying is, if y'all lose me, it means you never had me.
We're going to try to reel you back.
And hopefully y'all do. I'm going to leave him out there. Become too famous, too big, and you see Ben jamming dye my hair, if I ever dye my hair, I ain't going to lie. If I do the blonde thing. The blonde beard, bro.
Looking like Jadena.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what the folks do, though. As soon as they get on, they get to bleaching their hair and stuff, put peroxide all in there. Like, nah, bro. Like, that's not you. That's not your hair, bro.
You saw Future just dyed his hair.
That's
and
what
he
I'm
cut
saying.
His
at
dreads
the Met Gala.
Off.
At the
411, what?
Radio stations.
Radio stations, yeah.
See? And that's what I'm saying, bro. So how many of y'all think really be at the WBAs now? You know?
Well, I said 300, so.
It's the top ones.
Yeah, and you can't just come there. You got to be in the top three.
Nah, you got to be in them rooms, Tori. What you be saying? Well, you got to be in them rooms.
Well, I think the way they got it set up, because I looked at the thing, because after I got second place the other day, I definitely went through all the rules and everything. I was like, because I never heard of, you know, but I guess she's in Madison.
But she's on radio or podcast?
I guess she's on radio in Madison.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never seen it in my last 3 years, but I guess that's where
it'll probably
it's at.
Never happen again.
But what I'm saying is, you know, I had to go through all the criteria. I went through all that. I was like, okay, let me see. You know, we've been just going up here. Let me look at this.
Yeah.
Right. So, but it's all good.
That's crazy, Tori.
I mean, it is all good, though, man, because at the end of the day, you know, whether, you know, you give up your butthole to get an Illuminati or you just work hard for it, you're going to get there one way or another.
Hey, we got viscera in this.
Well, you know, we're going to move on. Did you see the looks at the Met Gala last night?
Oh, wow. Yeah, the Met Gala went down.
Did you like
it
any of
black.
The, do you have
you
any
You know what I'm starting to
looks?
See? People have already worn fashion so much that Andre 3000 came in with a piano strapped
to his
back.
On the back.
Yeah. He making a statement right now.
What do you think he was trying
what
to
was
say?
What was the statement?
I think he might be dropping like a piano album or something.
Okay.
You think he's a good pianist?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised
he
if he
sold
did.
The flute album.
Yeah. You know? Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he just was like, pow, piano album right on y'all heads.
That'd be interesting.
But my favorite part was Rihanna. I'm
far.
Not going to lie.
At the Met Gala, it goes too far.
It's like, supposed to.
See, you know, and this is where I'm perplexed at. Because on one end, right, we have all these fashion ideas out here. You see the ripped runways and stuff. But a lot of those outfits, you would never, like Andre 3000, he got a piano on his back. I ain't never finna wear this in real life.
You finna go to the club with that on?
You know what I'm saying? I got the piano on my back, dog. Check me out. No, it's not happening. You know?
Well, but that's not what it's for.
But when you get to the upper echelon, you can wear whatever you want to wear.
I mean, at the Met Gala, yes.
How was Andre 3000 sitting down in his chair?
I'm sure he took the. I'm sure the piano was for the pictures, and when he gets inside, he takes the piano off.
I'm just saying. I always thought that the idea of doing any kind of fashion runway was to be able to sell the clothing.
That's not what the Met Gala is
for. The
piece
for the night.
That's not necessarily what the.
Then explain it to me, Juice, since you know so much. Damn.
Yeah, because I looked it up.
Talk to me then.
So I looked it up because I wanted to know exactly what the Met Gala was, because I see it every year, but then I never really understand, you know, what's really going down and why, you know, what it is. So apparently the Met Gala, formerly known as the Costume Institute Benefit, is an annual fundraising event for the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute in New York City. It's held on the first Monday of May, and it marks the opening of the Institute's annual fashion exhibit. The gala is renowned for its exclusive guest list, extravagant mm-hmm. fashion, and thematic dress codes that attendees are expected to interpret through their attire. So every single year, the Met Gala has a certain theme. And so you're supposed to come dressed in that theme as extravagantly as you necessarily want to. So it's not like a fashion show to the extent of like, hey, this is the, you know, fall fashion looks or spring fashion looks. It's more so of like designer brands showing off what they can do and partnering up with certain celebrities that, you know, will look good with it.
Now, okay. You pointed out Rihanna's outfit. Is she pregnant again?
Yeah, so she announced her pregnancy. That's okay. Why I appreciated her coming out, popping out, doing everything she needed to do with that. So she's pregnant. Hopefully it's a girl. Now, some people are thinking that it's twins because she said, I brought the kids. It sounded like she said, I brought the kids. Mm. But it could have just.
But she got more than one child.
Yeah, they already got two kids right now.
No, like she was pointing at her stomach. She said, I brought the kids. Because she didn't bring the other two. So why would she say she brought the kids?
I mean, maybe the other two was with ASAP.
They were not.
Okay. All right. Hey, maybe they're twins.
So
man.
Maybe it's twins. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But I just hope it's a girl for her sake, because who wouldn't want a little baby Rihanna running around?
It's so crazy. I remember the days.
Little baby Riri Robin.
I remember the days when people used to call Rihanna a man.
I have never heard that
you
before
never heard
in my life.
That
was Ciara.
No, I heard that about Rihanna.
I never heard anybody call Rihanna a man.
That's why they said Chris Brown had beat her up, because he found out she was a man.
Okay.
But that was all rumor. That was all allegedly.
It was all fake.
Allegedly.
It was all fake.
I'm just like, look at her. I'm just like, look at her. Out here about to drop off some babies.
You're like, what is up with you?
What are you talking about, bro?
Did you think Ciara was a man too?
I'll tell you this. I wasn't knowledgeable of any other sexualities up until they started calling Ciara a hermaphrodite. I thought that everybody was just born either boy or girl, but I didn't know you could be born with both. But I definitely don't think Ciara was ever a hermaphrodite.
Got it. I just thought Rihanna had, you know.
It was just a rumor. That's what I'm saying. It's just like people, especially when you get to such high.
You said allegedly. And yeah. It's like, ain't no allegedly about it.
Like, for instance, when you get to such high fame, people like to throw these sexual ideas out at you. Like, they call Rihanna a man. They called Michelle Obama's a man named Michael. You know, these are the types of things people go with, you know? And even towards the fact that, like, I just heard them talk about Busta Rhymes. They be talking about Busta Rhymes.
Well, he looked like he had on a dress at one event, red kind of outfit. But to me, it seems like in order to, like, do extreme fashion, it's kind of zesty. It kind of gets zesty, you know, just when you start.
Why you say zesty?
Because zesty is, you know.
And why black men got to be zesty?
I mean, it seemed like that it just looks zesty to me, like. It means a little.
I thought that was a season.
A little zest.
You never saw a white zesty man?
Nah, they'll be called white dudes zesty. They just be black dudes. Oh, he a little zesty.
Because I don't think zesty has anything to do with LGBTQ. I think zesty is like
an act.
It's like a borderline idea where masculine is
your
is
behavior
with feminine.
See, look,
like it's a behavioral idea.
Yeah, it's kind of zesty. Yeah, it's like. crossing boundaries.
Like what Prince was?
Lightly crossing the boundaries, yeah.
Like Prince was zesty.
Prince was zesty.
But he wasn't gay, though.
Yeah, I mean, hey. I don't think zesty. I don't think zesty actually has to mean that you're actually all the way in. I think zesty is like you're
like metrosexual.
You're like flamboyant.
You're tiptoeing.
So if you get your eyebrows arched, are you zesty?
I don't know, because a lot of men do. Big Daddy Kane did it.
Keep playing with me, Ben.
So I don't think that zest is like that.
Come on.
I think when you start dancing around masculine and feminine ideas, that's when you start getting the zest.
I definitely think Young Thug was zesty, though. Yeah. Young Thug was definitely zesty, throwing a whole dress on. You know, I thought that was zesty. You know, there's some things that people do out here that you just got to question, man.
He said he had to hide the AK-47.
Yeah, hey, and he used to call them things, something that rhymes with sticks, all right? And I was like, dang, that's super zesty.
Would you call Justin Bieber zesty?
I would call him...
Traumatized.
He needs help. Justin Bieber needs help. He need to call the 411 line. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
I'm serious.
Because you know they said
that's 988. There we go.
When he had hugged Jaden from the back, people were saying that was a little bit much.
That was too much. And then Jaden leaned into it too. He bagged up. I said, oh, hell no.
Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more Pop Culture Report with Ben Jammy.
I'm swinging on somebody. Androgyny, that's what it is.
Androgynous.
Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. And for the crew. I done did the robbing, I done did the jacking, now I'm full rapping, I put on my brothers, I put on my, had to wear the dress, cause I had a stick, you know where the bag at, tell me where it is, I came from rest, the riches on the shit, I can no longer this.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, Pop Culture Report brought to you by Ben Jammin.
It's amazing.
Carrie Noni Juice.
I was giving it juicy y'all. Hey.
Hey, what else is going on in these pop culture streets?
I mean, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Oh, I thought you was going to say something. I mean, we briefly were just talking about Diddy and his trial started yesterday.
Jury selection.
Yeah. I don't know. It ain't really much to it. I guess you were informing me that they have to they can argue, I guess, who the top 12 are.
Right, they all the way down to, you know, who they want to actually be on the jury, you know, both sides.
So both sides have to agree on all 12?
Well, they have to, you know, they can eliminate certain people too, all the way down to the final 12, and then you got some extras just in case.
Mm.
But like I said, they, you know, you get to try to, if you got somebody who think is more favorable to your case, you want to keep them, but then the other side can be like, nope, I asked them this question, I don't like that, get rid of them. So it's like all the way down to the last, you know, selection, even the extras.
I tell you what, I wouldn't want to be a juror on that trial.
Why not?
Are you kidding me? I've seen stories and too many TV shows and movies where the juror gets like knocked off for trying to put somebody in jail.
That's true.
No, thank you. Not with this one. Diddy seemed like he'll be crazy about this.
I do wonder how they pick the jurors, because I know typically when it comes down to jurors, they're supposed to pick them from like the county or the city that the court case is residing in. Mm-hmm. But it being Diddy and how high profile he is, I wonder how they're going to go about picking the jurors, because it's like each and every one of them jurors have to know about this case.
Right.
Seeing social media, you know, some of their ideas or perceptions of who Diddy is have been altered ever since those things came out. So how will he be able to get a fair trial?
With the questions that they ask, they'll be able to see or determine maybe if you might have some type of bias to the trial. I know when I was on jury duty, they was asking us a bunch of questions and I was trying to act biased and it didn't even work. Yeah. They still kept me.
It's so crazy because, like, what do you say as a lawyer? Like, and it's like, if I say take that, what do you say? You know what I'm saying? Like, because you got to test each and every one of these jurors out.
Finish
like,
the sentence.
You know, finish the sentence. Take that. Take that.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Just no.
If I say making, you say what? The bend. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you gonna do that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
making the bend.
I've been around the world. Like, you know, I don't know, man. I know the lawyers are having fun with this, but at the same time, it is a serious case. A man's life is on the line, you know? And yeah, he may have actually done these crimes.
It might. They might ask, like, hey, have you ever had a loved one be, like, sexually assaulted?
Right.
You know, like, stuff like that,
right,
you know?
Right,
right. Also, they'll ask you, do you know celebrities? Do you know any celebrities? Do you have any connections with certain celebrities?
Yeah, what industry are you in? You know, like, they'll ask stuff like that, probably.
What do you lather up with after you get out of a shower? You know, because if you're still using the baby oil, okay, you might have to go. You know what I'm saying? But if you use lotion, you might be in.
You want to be a comedian. Are you practicing?
Have you ever been called to do jury duty?
Twice, but I've never been picked as a juror, though.
Okay.
I've never been picked.
Good God. They would probably be like, no, I don't want this brother.
They heard what you had to say, and they was like, oh, we don't want him.
Probably try hard to stay on there, too.
I'm just saying, man. You get a nice little check for doing your civic duty. So, and actually, I said
nice.
A little check.
It ain't that nice.
Shoot, I got paid $9.
And what you do with that? Right.
Huh? Give it to the Vatos.
Well, a lot of people feel like more black people need to be on the jury because of how we get treated in these trials.
I just don't want to see old, crusty white people on there. If I see old, crusty white people, I know how this is going.
I know they threaten a lot of people, be like, you don't want to go to trial because you might get an all-white jury. And somebody be like, take the plea deal.
Hey.
Ugh.
Hopefully you got a bunch of millennials on there, man. That's why the generation is going to save Diddy. All right, they'll be the millennial generation. Gen Zers, millennials.
All right.
Get millennials, Diddy.
Hey, look, when we come back.
Like he can just choose.
We'll have more conversations. All right, Ben Jammy.
It's amazing.
All right, Carrie Noni Juice, thank you for that pop culture report.
Take that.
Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.